Will you give me grace that it's in English, the text, okay?
Hon ska läsa texten på engelska så översätter
jag. So them, because they have it. It's in English.
Oh yeah, they har fått, yeah.
Oh my, it's been so good.
Det har varit så bra att vara samman.
To be here. You know, we talked last night and this morning. We've been to many different places.
Vi har rest en del nu.
On our each one of us
begge
separately.
Separat och så samman.
And then together. And you have prepared for this meeting as you prayed together. We sensed the expectancy, and God has answered that prayer.
Dere har bett sammen, og da dere har bett, så har kommet en forventning, og det den forventningen vi kjente på.
This has been the easiest place to start. I mean, last night was like we didn't even need worship. It just, we had it, but you can flow.
Till och med uten till bed, så selv om vi hadde lite grann, så gikk vi rett in i deep plass.
And so what you have started, don't rest.
Ikke slapp av.
This is just the beginning.
Fordi dere har nettopp begynt.
So the fervency that you had in praying for these sessions,
den samme iveren dere hadde med å forberede for disse møtene her,
continue.
Fortsett i den.
But I believe today you will have some more tools.
Og nå skal dere få enda flere nøkler.
So that our greatest struggle is we think we know how to do it.
Den største kampen egentlig består i å legge av våre egen tanker om hvordan ting skal gjøres.
But that you will depend on the Holy Spirit.
Og gjøre seg avhengig av den hellige ånd.
To lead you.
Og lede deg.
And then to go.
Og gå.
You know, we've changed. God is changing the church setting.
Gud forandrer på hele menighetssetting.
I mean, we are the church.
Vi menigheten.
But things are changing all over the world.
Men ting forandrer seg nå over hele verden.
What's happening here?
Og det som skjer her.
Is happening in Africa.
Skjer i Afrika.
It's happening in the United States.
I USA.
It's happening all over the world.
Og over hele verden.
This is going to be very different.
Det blir en ny tid.
So he's preparing the church today.
Og Gud forbereder sin menighet.
That's his grace.
Det hans nåde.
That's his love.
Og hans kjærlighet.
I want you one last time, church.
Oh no, den siste gangen her.
To get it.
Få tak på dette her.
And rid yourself, and I'm talking to myself.
Oh, jeg inkluderer meg selv.
Of everything that would hold you back.
Kvitt deg med alt som holder deg tilbake.
Into what is happening.
Og bli klar og gå inn i det nye Gud har.
The next move of God.
Den neste bevegelsen av Guds ånd.
Which I believe will perhaps be the last move.
Som kanskje den siste.
But in this move of God.
Men i denne siste bevegelsen av Guds ånd.
Holiness is going to be number one.
Hellighet det fremste.
A fear of God.
Guds frykt.
Because we love him.
Fordi vi elsker Herren.
We want to please him.
Og vi vil behage Gud.
It's not pleasing myself.
Ikke behage oss selv.
Me has to die.
Jeg må dø til mitt eget.
It's about him.
Det gjelder Herren.
And to do it his way.
Og gjør det på hans måte.
And there's going to be some new things.
Og det blir nye ting.
That'll maybe shock us.
Ting som vil sjokkere oss kanskje.
But when we're in him.
Men når vi kommer inn i Herren.
We will know it's God.
Så vil vi gjenkjenne at det Gud.
But right now, you see, just what you have been doing in gathering different churches. I believe it's four churches.
Three or four
churches that have come together.
De menighetene som har samlet det en begynnelse.
That is one thing that marks the next move of God.
Og det har med det neste Gud vil gjøre.
Is unity.
Enhet.
Unity.
Enhet over grensene.
Because it's about his purposes.
For det gjelder Guds hensikter.
We might have different ways to approach it.
Kanskje vi har ulike fremgangsmåter.
But we're so hungry for God.
Men vi lengter nok etter Gud.
that his kingdom
till att det hans rike
will come
ska komma
here on earth
här på jorden
before we're taken up
för vi blir
to be with
vårt rike för att vara med
Herren. He's coming back for the bride.
Han kommer tillbaka för bruden.
Amen. Can I hear an amen? He's coming back for us.
Han kommer tillbaka för att hämta oss.
And you see where the church is today. I'm talking all over the world.
Och oavsett i världen, det gäller Guds menighet.
We need a change.
Vi tränger en förändring.
We need a shaking.
En rystelse.
And it's so easy to look at everybody else.
Och det är så lätt att se på alla andra.
But we say, Lord, I have to look at myself.
Jag måste se på mig själv och se Herre.
And be willing to say, Lord, it's me.
Herre, det är mig. Jag tränger den förändringen.
Standing in the need of prayer.
Jag är den som behöver förbön.
I see somebody else.
Jag kan se på de
and
andra.
I think I know what their problem
och
is.
Jag tror jag vet vad deras problem är.
But I've got to say, Lord, it's
men
me.
Jag måste se Herre, det är mig det gäller.
That needs to be changed.
Jag är den som må förändra mig.
You see, we're, I believe everyone is saved here.
Jag tror alla är frälst här.
We're saved.
Vi är frälst.
But I think many people, I believe it's what God is doing right now.
Det Gud som gör att det här nu.
He's bringing us back unto himself.
Han tar oss tillbaka till sig själv.
Amen. He's bringing us unto himself.
Han drar oss till sig själv.
So what we received when we got saved.
Och det vi fick tag på då vi blev frälst.
We received his righteousness.
Vi fick hans rättfärdighet.
And what a beautiful teaching Sister Janet did today. I mean, it was powerful. Amen. His righteousness.
Hans rättfärdighet.
We received his divine nature.
Vi fick hans gudomliga natur.
We are kings and priests.
Vi är kungar och präster.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
På grund av Jesu blod.
But somehow, I believe God is saying, you're not ready yet. You don't really know me.
Men Gud säger, dere känner mig ännu icke. Dere är
you're too focused on everybody else.
Dere fokuserat på människor.
I want you to come to me.
Men jag vill att du ska fokusera på mig.
I want you to know me.
Jag vill att du ska känna mig.
So he's bringing us back to himself.
Så han drar oss till sig själv.
Let us go over to, we've talked about righteousness.
Vi snackat om rättfärdighet.
I believe you, it's in right standing with him.
Och det är ett rätt ståsted med Gud.
So we take on the garment of his righteousness.
Så vi tar på oss rättfärdighetens kappa.
We have been made righteous.
Och vi har blivit rättfärdiggjort.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Genom Jesu blod.
But we, you see, we have to walk out our salvation.
Men vi må arbeta på vår frälsa.
With fear and
med
trembling.
Med frykt och bävan.
The fear is of God.
Frykten för Gud.
It's to obey his word.
Adlyda hans ord.
It's, this is where we've got to understand that what he has given us when we got saved.
Vi må skönna att det han gav oss i frälsen.
It's his word.
Är ordet.
It's a work of the Holy Spirit.
Och den helige ons arbete.
That works in my life.
Det arbetar i vårt liv.
In your life.
Och i ditt liv.
And that's why he's drawing us back to.
Och det är därför han drar oss närmare sig.
So we understand.
Slik vi kan förstå.
Yes. I have been made righteous.
Ja, jag har blivit rättfärdig.
But through your word.
Men genom ditt ord.
I've got to understand.
Må jag förstå vad det gäller.
That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
Och det är den helige ons verk.
Amen. Now let's go over to 2 Peter.
Andra Peters brev.
First chapter, verse 3.
Kapitel 1 och vers 3.
3 and 4.
3 och 4. Andra Peter 1, 3 och 4.
I'll read verse 3 first.
Jag ska läsa det tredje verset först.
His divine nature has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these he has given us his very great and precious promise, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desire.
Da vi lærte ham å kjenne som kalte oss ved sin egen herlighet og kraft, ga hans guddommelige makt oss alt som tjener til liv og Guds frykt. Derved har vi fått de dyrebareste og største løfter. Ved dem skulle dere få del i guddommelig natur, etter at dere har sluppet bort fra forfallet i verden, det som kommer av begjæret.
Amen. So we're going to go into this study in a little bit.
Om en stund så skal vi se på dette her.
But we need an understanding from the Holy Spirit.
Men den hellige ånd må gi oss en forståelse.
What is it in me that I need to understand?
Hva er det i mitt eget liv jeg trenger å forstå?
And how do I get there?
Og hvordan skal jeg inn i det Gud har?
We may know it.
Det kan hende vi vet hva det
er. But how do I get there?
Men hvordan kommer jeg inn?
We'll find that out.
Det skal vi oppdage.
So we receive his divine nature.
Vi tar imot hans guddommelige natur.
His righteousness.
Hans rettferdighet.
His divine nature.
Hans guddommelige natur.
And then you go over to first. Let's see. Wait a minute. I hope I've got this right. For you are a chosen generation. First Peter 1:5. I had it marked here. It's a song. Oh, chapter 2, yes. Mm. For you are a chosen generation. Do you know
yes.
that song?
Yes. Yeah, here it is. Dere en utvalgt slekt, kongelig presteskap, et hellig folk, et folk som Guds eiendom, for at dere skal forkynne hans storverk, han som kalte dere fra mørket til sitt underfulle lys. Vers 9. 1. Peter 2:9.
This is who we are.
Og her vår identitet.
When we got saved.
Da vi ble frelst.
We're a chosen generation.
Vi et utvalgt slekt.
We have a kingship.
Og vi blitt kongelige.
Because of him.
På grunn av ham.
We have an authority.
Vi har autoritet.
That we can speak to that mountain.
Og vi kan tale til fjellet.
And it has to move.
Og det nødt å flytte seg.
We can know it in our head.
Vi kan vite om alt dette i hodet.
And I believe we've had so much teaching.
Og vi har jo fått undervisning, ikke sant?
But we've got to get from our teaching into doing it.
Men vi må gå ifra undervisning til praksis.
And that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
Og det den hellige ånd som tar oss ut i.
We've been made priests.
Vi prester.
Yes, I believe we know what prayer is.
Vi vet hva bønn er.
And we do a lot of praying.
Og vi ber.
But we're going to see a real shift in our prayers.
Men vi skal se en skifte i bønnelivet.
I really believe that.
Dette tror jeg virkelig.
When the body of Christ
når Kristi kropp
begins to understand who they are in Christ.
Begynner å forstå hvem de i Kristus.
From the inner man, from our spirit man.
Ifra det indre menneske vår ånd.
There's a depth. Knowing who we are in Christ.
Den dybde I å vite hvem vi I Kristus.
That our authority in prayer.
Og vår autoritet I bønn.
Will make a big difference.
Blir helt annerledes.
In our prayer life.
Det vil gjøre en forskjell I bønnelivet.
For ourselves.
For oss selv.
But for others.
Men for andre mennesker I
selv. Amen. Amen. This is what's happening.
Det dette som Gud vil gjøre.
Those things that he gave us because Jesus died for us.
Det som han har skänket oss genom Kristi död.
You see, this is what Peter couldn't understand.
Peter förstod inte detta.
When Jesus, before he went to the cross,
för Jesus drog till korset,
he met with his disciples.
Var han samman med disciplerna.
He said, I have to go.
Och så sa han, jag må dra.
I'm leaving you.
Jag ska förlata
dig. And Peter said, no.
Och Peter sa, nej, Herre.
You can't go.
Du må inte förlata oss.
And Jesus rebuked him.
Och Jesus irättesatte honom.
He said, you don't understand.
Och sa, du skönner inte, Peter.
And see, the disciples, those 3 years,
disciplerna hade 3 år samman med Jesus.
Were not living. They did not have the Holy Spirit.
Och de hade icke den helige ånd som vi har.
They functioned with Jesus under the anointing.
De jobbet sammen med Jesus under hans salvelse.
But Jesus said to them, I have to go.
Men Jesus sa, jeg må dra.
I must fulfill the will of the Father.
Jeg må oppfylle Faderens vilje.
And that's you and I.
Og slik det med oss også.
He's given us a free will.
Han gitt oss en fri vilje.
Am I going to go all the way?
Vil jeg velge å gå hele veien med Gud?
Or am I going to be satisfied?
Eller skal jeg bare slå meg til ro?
Where I am.
Der jeg
Because there's so much more.
For det så mye mer.
He is preparing us for the most exciting days that could ever happen on earth.
Vi får oppleve de største, mest spennende dager på jorden.
So he said, I must go to the Father.
Jeg må dra tilbake til Faderen.
Because I will give you the gift through my son, Jesus. God, the Father said, Jesus, you must come.
Faderen sa, Jesus, du må komme tilbake til meg.
So that I can give you the gift.
Slik at jeg kan gi deg gaven.
That lives in you.
Som I deg.
To the people, to the disciples first.
Det over disiplene.
You know, in 50 days we've got Pentecost
I 50 dager, sant, pinsedagen kom.
We need a Pentecost.
Og vi trenger en ny pinse.
I need it in my life.
Trenger I mitt liv.
When Pentecost comes.
Når pinsen kommer.
And before ending today, we're going to, I believe we're supposed to end this conference.
Jeg tror vi skal avslutte denne konferansen.
We need a fresh anointing.
Med en ny salvelse, et nytt mørte med en hellige ånd.
We need the fire.
Og Guds ild.
To burn in us.
At det skal brenne I oss.
So that we know who we are.
Slik at vi får vite hvem vi egentlig
We've been made righteous.
Vi rettferdiggjort.
We have his nature.
Vi har hans natur.
We're kings.
Vi konger.
We're priests.
Og prester.
But there will be something that the Holy Spirit does in us.
Men det noe den hellige ånd vil gjøre I oss.
And I believe we've experienced it. I believe you've experienced it at different times.
Og jeg tror dere har virkelig erfart ulike ting med Guds ånd.
But you know, we need the fresh anointing every day.
Men det noe friskt Gud vil gi hver eneste dag.
And we need to die every day.
Og hver dag må vi også dør.
As Paul said, I die daily.
Paulus sa, jeg dør hver dag.
I don't think any of us have been where Paul was.
Jeg tror ingen I den plassen Paulus var.
And that's where we're going.
Og det dit Gud
See, it's the book of Acts we're going.
Vi skal inn I apostlenes gjerninger.
And it would be good if you could read a chapter of Acts every day.
Hvis du leste et kapittel I apostlenes gjerninger hver dag for å se hva vi skal inn I.
Because this is supernatural.
For vi skal inn I det overnaturlige.
In the natural. You see, Pentecost has become very much natural for
Pinsen
many people.
Blitt veldig naturlig for mange.
We've settled.
Vi bare slått oss til ro.
And we're stuck.
Og vi sitter fast.
But God wants to pull us out from
Men
where we're
Gud
at.
Vil rive oss ut av stolen.
You can't do what I've given you to do.
Du kan ikke gjøre det jeg har gitt deg.
Without the Holy Spirit.
Uten den hellige ånds kraft.
In your own nature.
I din egen natur.
It will rebel.
Vil den gå I opprør imot det.
Everything will be a work.
Alt blir gjerninger.
But through the Holy Spirit.
Men gjennom den hellige ånd.
There is a power.
Så kraft.
That comes from him.
Og det kommer fra Gud.
Flowing through you.
Og strømmer gjennom deg.
That everything you do.
Slik at alt du gjør.
Takes a different meaning.
For en hel annen betydning.
How many of you want that?
Hvor mange av dere ønsker det?
Amen. We want more.
Dere vil ha mer.
We want more.
Og mer.
And he hears that cry.
Og Gud hører
What we sang.
Den sangen vi sang.
Take my soul.
Ta min sjel.
You see, that's where we struggle.
Det der vi har kampen.
Our mind.
Sinne vårt.
Our emotion.
Følelsene våre.
And our will.
Og viljen vår.
The only thing you and I have to give to him.
Det eneste vi kan gi Herren
is to will to go deeper.
Er å ville å gå videre med Gud.
A will to be more desperate.
Jeg vil være mer desperat.
And then believe that the Holy Spirit
og tro at den Hellige Ånd
the work.
Vil gjøre det verket.
Because you and I can't do it
for
in our natural
jeg, vi kan ikke gjøre det i vår egen kraft.
That's the church on fire.
Og da blir det en menighet I brann.
And we're the church.
Og vi menigheten.
And keep our eyes. We got to stop looking at everybody else.
Vi må ikke se på det menneskelige.
We got to stop complaining.
Og slutt å klage.
Stop judging.
Slutt å dømme.
Hey, I know it so well.
Jeg vet det så vel.
I had such a wake-up call.
Jeg hadde en virkelig oppvåkning på det planet.
Now God didn't move. God didn't move in my situation.
Gud gjorde ingenting I min situation.
Because he wanted me to show. He wanted to show me.
Fordi han ville vise meg.
In the gift he had put in me.
At selv den gaven han hadde gitt meg.
I'd gotten so upset.
Jeg ble jo så opprørt I en situation.
And I couldn't understand.
Og jeg forstod ikke.
Why they didn't understand.
Hvorfor ledelsen ikke forstå.
And God, why aren't you seeing this?
Oh Gud, hvorfor gjør ikke du noe at du ser dette?
I got angry.
Og jeg ble sint.
And the minute you get angry, whatever, you know,
det øyeblikket du blir sint, så stopper det noe.
No, you see, I know better. I teach it.
Jeg vet bedre. Jeg underviser jo dette.
But you see, the soul and the flesh, the soul and the spirit.
Men sjelen og ånden.
You can start out right.
Du kan begynne I ånden.
But your flesh can take over.
Men det kjød kan overta.
And my flesh took over.
Og min kjød overtok.
I can't believe the pastors didn't see it.
Jeg kunne ikke tro at pastorene ikke så det.
As if I was somebody.
Som om jeg var noe så viktig.
But I died.
Men jeg måtte dø.
But I believe for me.
Men for meg.
Because I had gone 10 years up here. I mean, really, I was.
For I 10 år så var jeg her oppe I ånden.
But God let me see.
Men Gud lot meg se.
Then in my gifting.
That sell I min gave.
And perhaps what is in your gift.
Oh, I din gave muligens.
Because each of us has different
for
gifts.
For vi utrustet ulikt.
He wants everything.
So vil han ha alt.
And when he didn't move, when God didn't move,
da Gud ikke beveget seg I den saken,
I tried to move it.
So prøvde jeg å få ting til.
You know what I mean?
Skjønner dere?
You make it happen.
Egen kraft.
And it didn't happen.
Og det skjedde ikke.
Finally.
Til slutt.
Maybe it's me.
Begynte jeg å tenke, kanskje det noe med meg.
I was right.
Jeg hadde jo rett.
You understand?
Skjønner dere? Jeg hadde jo rett.
Yes. And they didn't see it.
Og de så det ikke.
But God turned that mirror on my face.
Men Gud vendte speilet mot meg.
You're not trusting me.
Du stoler ikke på meg.
You see, he wants all of us.
Han vil ha alle sammen.
And not to trust what we can do.
Ikke å stole på det vi får til selv.
But that we're so dependent on him.
Men gjøre oss helt avhengig av ham.
Once I did.
Og det, da jeg gjorde det.
And you will always hear me teach about coming to him.
Og du vil alltid høre meg snakke om å komme til Herren.
Forgive me.
Tilgi meg, Herren.
Repentance.
Omvendelse.
I tell you, it's not a one-time thing. It's living in a state.
Omvendelse ikke en engangsforeteelse.
Because it's my natural life that gets stuck.
Vår naturlige vesen sitter fast.
But he wants us. That's what he's doing right now.
Men her og nå.
I want you to trust me.
Sier han, jeg vil at du skal stole på meg.
I want you to know me.
Kjenne meg.
I'm going to work.
Jeg skal gjøre et verk.
I'm going to answer your prayer.
Jeg skal handle og besvare dine bønner.
But trust me.
Men stol på meg.
I've got it.
Jeg har saken.
But you're trying to make it work.
Men du prøver å gripe den selv.
And then he removes. You see, the Holy Spirit is very sensitive.
Den hellige ånd meget følsom.
And what stands in the way?
Og det som står I veien.
Of the work of the Holy Spirit.
For den hellige ånds arbeid.
Is me.
Meg.
My will.
Min vilje.
And that's why this move of God.
Therefore, no, det Gud har lyst å gjøre.
It's nothing new.
Det ikke nytt på
en
måte. But
this one is going to be greater than we've ever
Men
seen.
Men den neste blir det største som vi har sett.
So that's why he's waiting for us.
Det derfor han venter på oss.
That we begin to see.
At vi begynner å se.
It's nothing about us.
Det har ikke egentlig med oss som person å gjøre.
It's about him.
Det har med Guds sak å gjøre.
Oh, that I would know him.
Oh, at jeg skulle kjenne ham.
And he uses our circumstances.
Og han bruker våre omstendigheter.
That we want to jump out of.
De som vi har lyst å hoppe ut av.
Trust me. And it all starts up here.
Og alt begynner oppe I hodet, I sinnet.
And we pray.
Og vi ber.
But nothing moves.
Men ingenting forandrer seg.
Because I'm still holding on.
Fordi jeg holder tak I på saken, Cheryl.
You know, we pray about something.
Vi ber om noe.
Oh, we're desperate.
Og vi desperate.
But then the next minute.
Men den I neste øyeblikke.
Can you believe? Can you believe?
Kan du tro det?
I'm just so miserable.
Jeg så elendig.
I have this problem.
Jeg har dette problemet.
Do you understand?
De snakker, altså folk snakker på den måten, ikke sant?
And so what is the Holy Spirit going to do?
Hva gjør den hellige ånd?
He's going to withdraw his presence.
Han trekker seg tilbake da.
But Jesus, he's so good to us.
Men Jesus så god.
When we cry out.
Når vi roper.
He comes.
So kommer han.
It's amazing.
Og det forunderlig.
When he comes.
Når han kommer.
It's just, oh my goodness. I can't believe you've forgiven me.
Jeg kan nesten ikke tro at du kan tilgi meg.
That's the key to every door.
Og det nøkkelen for hver dør.
That you're going through.
Som du gjennomgår.
It's to take his word.
Ta ordet.
Obey his word.
Vær lydig mot ordet.
And do what it says.
Gjør det som det står der.
To trust him.
Og stol på Herren.
Amen. Is it getting clearer?
Ser dere alt klarere?
It might be so simple, but sometimes it's so simple we don't get it.
Noen ganger ting veldig enkle, men hvis ikke vi ser det, så ser vi det ikke.
I've heard so many sermons over my life, you know.
Jeg har hørt mange for kjennelse og talere.
But I always wanted to know, how do I get there?
Men jeg vil alltid vite, hvordan skal jeg komme inn I det de snakker om?
Because it sounds so good.
For det høres jo så bra ut.
But how do I get there?
Men hvordan skal jeg komme inn I det?
So that it'll work for me.
Slik at det vil fungere I mitt liv.
So we trust that the teaching has been clear today.
Så vi håper undervisningen har vært klar.
And that you and I will be open to receive what the Holy Spirit wants to do.
At vi open for det den hellige ånd har lyst å gjøre.
Because we've cried out for him.
Fordi vi roper etter ham.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Now you have these.
No, kommer vi til
lovely sheets in English. Sorry about that.
Jeg beklager at det står på engelsk.
Lord, change me.
Herre, forandre meg.
The cry of our heart.
Vårt hjertes rop.
Because this is how we are changed.
For slik blir vi forandret.
Can you believe I've lost my notes?
Okay, before you and Ed, like oh, a fin to say Cheryl hair. Okay.
And we'll only go as far as, because this you can have, and you can keep it.
Dare to come behold it is.
Because he's coming back.
For han kommer tilbake.
We are his representatives.
Men I mellomtiden så det vi som hans representanter.
You and I are all he has.
Vi alt han har.
This is what people will see.
Og vi er det mennesker ser, deg og meg.
They can identify.
De kan identifisere seg med oss.
With our lives.
Med våre liv.
Identify.
Og identifisere seg.
With our life.
Med våre liv.
It's how we do things.
Hvordan vi gjør ting.
So that begins questions from that person. You see, it's the lost. It's about the lost.
De gjelder egentlig de ufrelste.
But you see, the church
men menigheten
needs to be pulled up.
Trenger å bli dratt opp.
Because right now, the church at large
fordi den store Guds menighet
is kind of dead.
Er ganske dør.
But there's fire beginning to start.
Men ild begynner å brenne her og der.
It starts with the hunger.
Hunger and tenor.
And we certainly sense that here.
Og vi kjenner en hunger her.
I want more.
Jeg vil ha mer.
There's got to be more.
Det må være mer.
Amen. So the desire is there.
Så det har lengsel.
And that's happening all over the world.
Og det slik det rundt I verden.
So as we said last night, Lord, change me.
Vi var inne på det I går. Herre, forandre meg.
Take my heart.
Ta mitt hjerte.
In fact, take one of these home.
Ta et hjerte hjem med deg.
As a reminder.
Oh, husk.
My heart.
Mitt hjerte.
Take my heart, Lord.
Ta mitt hjerte, Gud.
Transform me.
Forvandle meg.
I need to go on your surgical table.
Jeg må ligge på operasjonsbordet ditt.
Do a work in my heart.
Gjør et verk I mitt hjerte.
It's all inside.
For det på innsiden.
Because only our spirit was saved.
Bare vår ånd ble frelst.
Our soul wasn't saved.
Sjelen ble ikke frelst.
And that's where we get stuck.
Og det der vi sitter fast.
You see, you and I aren't able to change ourselves.
Vi kan ikke forandre oss selv.
Only Jesus, by the precious Holy Spirit,
kun Jesus ved den hellige ånds kraft,
can open our eyes to see,
kan åpne våre øyne så vi ser,
Him,
ham,
and what He wants to do in our life.
Det han har lyst å gjøre I våre liv.
Our prayer needs to be, which we already prayed den through song,
må være det vi allerede har bedt.
Here I am.
Her jeg.
Take my life.
Ta mitt liv.
Because we don't know who we really are.
For vi vet ikke hvem vi egentlig er.
We think we know.
Vi tror vi vet det.
But do I really know?
Men vet jeg virkelig det?
Lord, show me.
Vis meg, Herre.
Change me from the inside out.
Forandre meg fra innsiden.
Because you see, we're so geared to look at people from the outside.
Vi så vant å se utseende på folk.
But He sees us from the inside.
Men han ser oss ifra innsiden.
We're to be His reflection.
Vi skal reflektere Herren.
Here on earth.
På jorden.
So Lord, change me.
Så Herre, forandre meg.
And at it, we're so used to being who we are.
Vi så vant å bare være den vi
And if we like who we are.
Og hvis vi liker oss selv.
We don't always want to change.
Så vil vi ikke nødvendigvis forandre oss.
Because we think we're okay.
Fordi vi synes vi greie nok.
Or maybe we don't like who we are.
Men kanskje vi ikke så fornøyd med hvem vi
So we make it, we try to make it happen.
Så vi prøver å få det til.
I've seen people over many years are always trying to be somebody.
Jeg har sett folk som prøver og prøver å være noe viktig.
And they fail.
Og det slår feil.
It's only Him.
Fordi Herren den som viktig.
That can fill us.
Og han kan fylle oss.
With His life.
Med sitt liv.
So that we know who we are in Christ.
Og da vi I Kristus.
Not by what we see and hear from other people.
Ikke det vi hører og ser fra andre.
Make me like you, Jesus.
You're my lik deg, Jesus.
We will never be Jesus.
Vi kan aldri være Jesus selv.
But His nature.
Men hans natur.
His character.
Hans karakter.
Which we read in the Word.
Som vi leste om I ordet.
Is what He's looking for.
Er det han ser etter I oss.
That's who He wants to see.
Det det han leter
Himself.
Etter. sig själv
on earth,
här på jorden
through us,
genom oss.
Christ to be formed in us, Galatians 4:19.
Att Kristus ska formas i oss, Galaterna 4:19.
And let me just give you, I'm so simple.
Jag är väldigt enkel.
But I struggled with this.
Men det är en kamp jag kämpar.
Perhaps you're way ahead of me.
Och kanske det har kommit längre.
But I had so much up in this head.
Men jag hade så mycket tankar.
Christ be formed in me.
Hvordan kan Kristus bli formet i mig?
It sounds so good.
Det hördes ju bra ut.
But when I became broken.
Men då jag blev sönder knust.
Because I could do a lot of things.
För det jag kunde få mig till i livet.
But for Christ to be formed in me.
Men för att Kristus skulle bli formet i mig.
I had to go down.
Måste jag gå nedover.
It's at the cross.
För det sker vid korset.
But this is how you take the scripture.
Du tar Guds ord.
And you say, Christ be formed in me.
Du säger Kristus bli formet i mig.
And pray it in the spirit.
Och be i tungor.
Because this is where the Holy Spirit comes into place. The Holy Spirit does the work in us.
Det är där den helige ande kommer in för det han som gör under.
We so easily can limit the work of the Holy
Spirit.
Vi kan
så lätt begränsa den helige andes arbete.
Because we try to do it.
För vi prövar att göra det själv.
All we have to do is say, I give you my will.
Men jag säger, jag ger dig min vilja.
I don't know how to do this.
Jag vet inte hur man gör det.
But help.
Men hjälp mig.
The Holy Spirit is our helper.
Den helige ande heter hjälparen.
And he will come.
Och han vill komma.
But we've got to go down.
Men vi må gå nedover.
So we can go up.
Be oss så vi kan stiga upp.
In Christ Jesus.
I Kristus Jesus.
To be formed.
We form it
into his image.
Efter hans bilde.
His nature.
Hans natur.
Taking over my life.
Overtar mitt liv.
So take that these scripture verses.
Ta dessa skriftstäderna.
And pray them in tongues.
Och be över dem.
Because my natural self doesn't. Yes, number one is to be loving.
Nummer en, det är att vara kärlig.
It's easy. I think for many people it's very easy, many Christians, it's easy to say, I love you.
Det är lätt för många kristna att säga, jag älskar dig.
But what happens when something isn't so lovely?
Men vad sker när något är inte så väldigt älskvärdigt?
When something doesn't work the way you want it to work.
När något fungerar som du önskar det ska fungera.
Because that's... I hope it helps if I give a little bit of what I went through.
Jag ska fortälla lite om det jag genomgick.
Because that's what I really cried out for.
För det var det jag ropade efter.
Lord, I know it's easy to love for me.
Det är lätt för mig att älska människor.
But I'm missing something. Men I don't know what it is.
Jag manglar och jag vet inte vad det är.
And guess what he sent me?
Oh, yet vad han sent mig.
That situation that with the leadership.
En prövelse med ledarskapet.
With three pastors.
Med tre pastorer.
I had the answer.
Oh, jag hade lösningen.
I could fix it if they just listened.
Jag kunde fixa det hvis de ville bara höra på mig.
I still believe I was right.
Jag såg det rätt i begynnelsen. Men jag måste dö. Gud, jag stolte inte på dig. Det var det som var kärnan i saken.
Because I tried to make it happen.
För jag prövde egen kraft att få det till.
And he left me.
Och han bara...
The Holy Spirit just walked out
then the door. Den helige ande bara drog sig tillbaka.
But guess what? He was teaching me to love.
Men han underviste mig
when
I
it wasn't easy to love.
Då det var vanskeligt att älska.
I'm here to tell you I went back to that one church.
Och jag gick tillbaka till den menigheten.
And it was gone.
Och den dåliga förlossen var borta.
Because I was ashamed.
Jag skammade mig.
nobody really knew so much what I was going
folk
through.
Folk visste ikke detaljerna. Jag visste ju lite.
But it involved my family. That's
men
what
det
was
hjalp min familj. Det är därför det blev så invecklat.
Mama thought she knew. I didn't know, but
mamma
it wasn't going to go my way.
Men jag fick
ikke min
vilja.
Because God was going to do it in his way.
Men Gud ville göra det på sin måte.
Let me tell you, I felt a supernatural love.
Jag fick en övernaturlig kärlighet.
That came over me.
Det kom över mig.
When I went to that church.
Då jag gick till den menigheten.
It was just overwhelming.
Och det överväldigade mig.
And even the church, because it involved my church too.
Det involverade den menigheten jag är medlem av också.
Now I don't see things. That, you know, there's still things you're going to find it in your church.
Du vil finne ting I din menighet og.
Things that aren't just the way you think they should be.
Ting som ikke sånn som du synes de burde være.
Right?
Ikke sant?
Or have you got a perfect
eller
church?
Eller har du fullkomne menigheter her?
I don't know about you, but I find I'm less perfect than I ever thought I was.
Jeg mye mindre fullkommen enn jeg trodde det jeg var.
But this is real life.
Men dette
you know,
gjelder vanlig hverdagsliv.
Me.
Ego.
Has to go to the cross.
Må korsfestes.
And I've met so many people stuck.
Og jeg har møtt så mange mennesker som sitter fast.
But he used that situation in my life.
Men han brukte den situasjonen I mitt liv.
Until he could show me.
Inntil han kunne vise meg.
How easy it is to get off.
Hvor lett det å bare spore rett av.
And that we need to trust him.
Men vi må stole på ham.
When we think we have the answer.
Når vi tror vi har løsningen.
Oh, I tell you, it has changed everything.
Det har forandret alt.
To love.
Å elske.
When it isn't easy to love.
Når det ikke enkelt å elske.
That is supernatural.
Da det overnaturlig.
You see, Jesus is our example.
Jesus vårt forbilde.
Can you imagine?
Kan du tenke deg?
What he went through.
Da han gjennomgikk.
When he was on the cross.
Da han var på korset.
Even his half-brother.
Sel Hunt's half-brother, Jakob.
He did not understand him.
Forstå ikke Jesus da.
I'm sure he was with the crowd.
Jeg sikker på han var sammen med folkemengden.
Because you see, it, somehow it's what everybody else is doing.
Det handler om
sort of,
alle andre
gjør. You know, it's a part of us that doesn't want to be too way out.
Yeah, det noe I oss som ikke ønsker å skille seg ut ifra massene.
But you see, his own half-brother didn't understand the Spirit.
Hans egen halvbror forstod ikke den hellige ånd.
They lived under the same roof.
De bodde under samme tak.
But once the Holy Spirit came.
Men da den hellige ånd kom.
The book of James. You can understand why he wrote so much about deception.
Kom Jakobs brev och där snackar de mycket om bedrag.
The doubt, because he doubted.
Tvil.
In the natural, he couldn't understand it.
Han kunde inte förstå Jesus utifrån det naturliga.
But once, when the Holy Spirit came over him.
Men då Guds ånd kom över honom.
Everything changed.
Förändrat allt sig.
Peter. Who had been with Jesus 3 years.
Peter, som var sammen med Jesus I 3 år.
Denied him.
Fornektet ham.
In probably one of the most incredible hours of sorrow for Jesus.
I Jesu vanskeligste time.
I don't know him.
Jeg kjenner ham ikke.
I don't know him.
Oh, jeg kjenner ikke ham.
But suddenly, when he realized what he had done.
Plutselig da han innså det han hadde gjort.
He had to go away.
Måtte han dra
and
bort.
Weep.
Og gråte.
I mean, Jesus endured everything.
Jesus gjennomgikk alt.
But it was his love.
Men det var hans kjærlighet.
Judas.
Judas.
Jesus, because he is divine. Jesus, totally divine.
Han är full, han är 100% gudomlig.
And he's 100% man.
Och 100% människa.
We're 100% man.
Och vi är bara 100% mänsklig.
But that divine nature.
Men nu har vi fått den gudomliga natur.
He wants to deposit in our life.
Och den vill han få fram i våra liv.
Which we received when we got saved.
Vi fick den då vi blev frälst.
But it's his word.
Men det är genom ordet och onden.
That does the work in us.
Det vi gör verket i oss.
We're not going to get it Sunday morning.
Vi får det inte på söndag förmiddag.
I don't care how good the sermon is.
Jag bryr mig inte om hur bra förkynnelsen är.
But you and I need the word.
För du och jag, vi må ha Guds ord.
I gotta live in the word.
Vi må leva i ordet.
Because I can go off real fast.
För vi kan spåra av så fort.
In my old nature.
I den gamla natur.
So there's less of the old nature.
Slik att det blir mindre av den gamla.
That functions in you and I when I take on Jesus.
Som fungerar i vardagen när vi tar på oss Kristi natur och den helige ånds gärning förändrar oss.
But Jesus went through everything.
Men Jesus genomgick allt.
Judas betrayed him.
Judas förrådde honom.
Been with him 3 years.
Och han var samman med honom i 3 år.
We have to be reminded of, you know, I think it's so easy for us. Oh, that's, that's the way it was.
But yeah, no. Vi tänker på vårdan det var den gången.
These are examples for you.
Men de är förebilder för oss.
And Peter.
Och Peter.
Once he got a hold of the Spirit of God.
Då han ändelig fick tak på Guds ånd.
Why does he talk about so much in the books he wrote about the life of holiness.
Varför snackar han så mycket om helighet?
The fear of God.
Guds frukt.
Purifying, cleansing my heart.
Rensa av hjärtat.
Because you know Peter was a pretty dynamic person.
Peter han var väldigt dynamisk.
And we need Jesus knew that what was in him.
Jesus visste vad som bodde i
Peter. Was going to be used for the mission that he had for him.
Att det skulle brukas till Guds rikets sak.
But there was a part of Peter's old nature.
Men det var en del av Peters gamla natur.
That had to die.
Som måtte dö.
Do you understand?
Skönner det.
Everyone. Paul. Ask for grace because we're past time. Oh, are we? Yes. So we need to ask for grace. I'm sorry. I thought we went till 3. No. 2:30. No, okay. 2. Oh, I'm sorry. Mm. I'm sorry. Okay. Throat. Yes.
Kan vi få lov att få lite mer tid för hur missförstått avslutningstiden? Går det bra? Bara så där du vet, tränger det lite luft? Det verkar som om någon tränger lite luft, kanske. Går det bra?
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't really.
Okay.
I get lost. But if you would take this.
Om det du tar detta arke.
And pray it out with the scripture.
Oh, slå upp skriftstäderna. Oh, be.
Jesus was loving.
För du kan känna igen orden även om du inte kan engelska genom skriftstäderna, sant?
Or ask someone to help you.
The first day of Jesus, it were Charlie.
Is that okay?
Okay. Oh, okay. So.
Number 2, Jesus was faithful.
För det andra, Jesus var trofast.
Jesus was humble.
Jesus var ödmjuk.
Jesus was giving.
Jesus var en giver.
Jesus was separate.
Jesus var adskilt.
Jesus was obedient.
Jesus var lydig.
Jesus was light.
Jesus var ljus.
These are just a few of the characteristics.
Och dessa är Jesu egenskaper som han vill vi ska ha.
But they're pretty important.
Och de är så viktiga.
And that is where we take on. By taking the word.
Vi får tak på den gudomliga natur genom att ta Guds ord.
And pray it in tongues.
Be i den helige ånd över texten.
And he will come.
Och så kommer han till dig.
He will come and meet you.
Och han vill möta dig.
So that we become Christians, believers that are living and walking in the Spirit.
So vi blir troende som lever och fungerar i onden.
Because we can't do it in ourselves.
För vi kan inte göra det i egen kraft.
But he hears our cry.
Men han hör och ropa.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
I need help.
Jag tränger hjälp.
Help me.
Hjälp mig.
Because he's coming back.
För han kommer tillbaka.
For people.
För ett folk.
Who are lights.
Som är ljus.
People will be drawn.
Folk vill bli drad.
To the life of Christ in you.
Till Kristi liv i dig. Oh my.
Because we've been separated.
För det vi är avskilt.
We're in the, we live in this world.
Vi lever i världen.
But we're not of
men
this world.
Men vi är inte av världen.
And I think the body of Christ.
Och i Kristi kropp.
I believe the church has taken on a lot of the ways of the world.
Så har vi tagit på oss våldsamt mer ifrån denna världen.
Because we want to fit in.
För vi vill tillpassa oss.
Now, I'm not meaning that you should be obnoxious.
Och jag menar inte att du ska vara väldigt rar.
It's not about that.
Frastötande.
But that we have something inside of us.
Men att du har något i dig.
We're different.
För vi är annorlunda.
I heard a testimony today.
Jag hörde ett vittnesbörd idag.
That they'd had a rough day yesterday.
Att de hade en vanskelig dag igår.
But that someone.
Men att en eller annan.
I don't know if it was a colleague that said, "You were so quiet. You were so."
Du var ju så stilla.
When perhaps the way would have been to react.
Men den normala framgångsmåten hade varit att brusa ut med något.
I'm not saying this fully. I'm realizing I'm over time. But that peace.
Fred.
And that was what she said. I felt this peace.
Jag hade fred i mig.
In the midst of the storm.
Mitt i stormen.
Because we are in the spirit.
För det vi är i onden.
If we choose that,
hvis vi väljer att
no matter what we're going through,
oavsett vilken prövelse,
we know who we are.
Vi vet vem vi är,
and he's helping us.
Och han hjälper oss
through every single circumstance.
Genom en var omständighet.
We're separate.
Vi är avskilt för Herren.
We have his nature.
Vi har hans natur.
We have his righteousness.
Vi har hans rättfärdighet.
We're kings and priests.
Vi är kungar och präster.
We've been called to
be
lights.
Vi är kallt till att vara ljus.
I think sometimes, I know it is, what people see is how we react to things.
Folk ser väldigt mycket på våra reaktioner på ting.
That's what's going to draw people.
Det vill enten dra människor eller.
It comes from the inside.
Det kommer från insidan.
People will be drawn to the light.
Människor blir drad av ljuset.
John 8:12.
Johannes 8:12.
Jesus says.
Jesus sa.
I am the light of the world.
Jag är världens ljus.
Whoever follows me.
Den som följer mig.
Will never walk in darkness.
Vandrar icke i mörker.
But will have the light.
Men har livets ljus.
Of life. It's him.
Det är han.
It's not us.
Det är inte oss.
We don't have any rights.
Vi har ingen rättighet.
Our right is in him.
Vår rättighet är i Herren.
He fights our battles.
Han kämpar
kampen. He takes over.
Han overtar.
We have peace.
Vi får fred.
In the midst of
mitt
our situation.
I omständigheten.
Because we're in Christ.
För vi är i Kristus.
It's not a button you can press.
Det är ingen knapp du kan trycka på.
It's a walk.
Det är en vandring.
A daily walk.
Var dag.
Amen. I know you know that.
Dare to vet.
You don't feel condemned, do you?
Dare to further dare to it you for dumb, ikke sant?
It has to be the. It's a working of the Holy
for
Spirit.
For det är den helige ånds verk.
Now we're going to allow some ministry time.
Nu ska vi ta tid och be för människor.
And it's not. You see, we've gotten so people-driven. You know, we believe in praying for people.
Vi fokuserar så lätt på människor och vi tror på förbön.
But I believe Janet and I definitely we both that's why it's so neat how God has put us together.
The ending vi är väldigt eniga om som är lite unikt
is that individually in your quiet time
att när du ber själv
you draw from him.
So drar du direkt ifrån Herren.
It's not a one time. Oh.
Det är inte att komma på ett möte
och
hans påläggelse och så plötsligt så är det under som har skett.
But that we live because of his word.
Men vi lever på grund av ordet.
And the spirit.
Och onden.
We got to waken up our spirit.
Och vi må väcka vår egen ond.
So that when we come to him,
slik at når vi kommer til Herren direkte,
we have that relationship.
So merker vi at forholdet på plass.
And we draw from him.
Og vi drar fra han selv.
Not from others.
Ikke fra andre mennesker.
Oh yes, we need each other.
Jo, vi har lov å hjelpe hverandre.
I'm not saying that.
Det ikke det jeg sier.
But our first place we go is to him.
Men hovedplassen for å få hjelp Herren selv.
Him. He knows everything.
Han vet alt.
It's not a shock what you're going through.
Og det ingen sjokk for han det du opplever.
And that we trust him.
Men at du stoler på ham.
To help us.
Og for hjelp.
Now in Matthew, one last scripture.
Siste vers, Matteus.
Before you are anointed.
Før dere blir salvet. Matteus.
3.
Kapittel 3.
Verse 11. I so strongly believe.
Jeg tror så sterkt.
That you yourself, as you were beginning to arrange these meetings.
Da dere begynte å arrangere denne helgen.
And those of you that are here for this time.
Og dere som kommet.
God has called you to be forerunners.
So har Gud kalt dere som forløpere.
Because you're hungry.
Fordi dere lengter.
You've realized there's something more.
For dere vet det finnes mer.
So that you have a clear understanding.
So dere har en klar forståelse.
So that you can help others.
Og da kan dere hjelpe
andre. To
draw
them in.
Og dra dem in.
Who you are.
Ikke fordi du så voldsom,
but the one who lives inside.
Men den som bor i deg voldsom.
You see, John the Baptist was a forerunner.
Døperen Johannes var en forløper.
He had the baptism of repentance.
Han hadde omvendelsens dåp.
In verse 11.
I vers 11.
I baptize with you with water for repentance. But after me will come one who is more powerful than I. Whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Jeg døper dere med vann til omvendelse. Men han som kommer etter meg sterkere enn jeg. Jeg ikke engang verdig til å ta av ham sandalene. Han skal døpe dere med den hellige ånd og ild. Han har kastet skuffelen i hånden. Han skal rense kornet på treskeplassen. Veten skal han samle inn i loven, men agnene skal han brenne opp med ild som aldri slukner.
The work of the Holy Spirit.
Den Helligånds verk.
You see, we've gotten so caught up in the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Vi har blitt så opptatt av nådegaver.
And yes, we believe in them.
Og vi tror jo på dem.
We function in them.
Og vi bruker dem også.
But I believe where we've missed it.
Men der vi har gått glipp av noe.
I'm not saying everybody.
Ikke alle har gjort det.
But we've been so focused on the gifts.
Men vi fokusert så mye på nådegaver.
The fire of passion.
Lidenskapen.
But the fire of cleansing.
Ilden I
lidenskap. Has always got to be our first place.
Ilden I lidenskapen har vi hengt oss opp I, men vi glemt renselses ilden.
Because the less there is of me,
the mindre det of my yeah.
The more there is of the Holy Spirit.
The mer of den hellige.
His nature.
Hans natur.
That flows through me.
Som strømmer gjennom meg.
So we need both.
Vi behøver begge
deler. The fire to burn us out.
Ilden som brenner bort.
Whatever stands in the way.
Alt som står imellom.
And pride is number one.
Og stolthet nummer en.
But there's many things.
Men det veldig mange andre
doubt.
Ting. Tvil,
fear,
frykt,
worry,
bekymring,
anger,
sinne,
jealousy,
jalousy,
complaining,
klage.
Oh, there's a list of them in Romans 8.
Romerne 8 har en hel liste.
And Galatians 5.
Og Galaterne 5 också.
That's why we have church crashes.
Det derfor menigheter splittes.
The flesh is full of
kjødet så
me.
dominerande jaget.
But when we begin to function in holiness,
men når helligheten overtar,
because we've allowed the Holy Spirit,
fordi vi tillater den hellige
fire to burn us out,
og Guds ild å brenne bort jaget,
then the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will release the power.
Så vil den hellige ånd forløse kraften.
We're going to see miracles like we've
vi
never
kommer
seen.
Til å se mirakler som aldri før.
We're going to have a passion.
Vi skal ha en lidenskap
for the lost.
For de ufrelste.
We won't have to work it up and say, oh, we got to go over here now.
Vi vil slippe å piske opp en stemning og tvinge oss selv ut.
I will do it right where I'm at.
Jeg vil gjøre det der jeg er.
And the first time pastor or the leader says, let's go out. Yes, count me in.
Og den første gangen pastoren sier, la oss dra ut og evangelisere, så sier jeg, ja, jeg møter opp.
Do you understand? That's passion from the Holy Spirit.
Lidenskap født av Guds ånd.
That's the fire.
Ilden.
But fire has to burn my rebellion.
Men ilden må brenne bort mitt opprør.
Holds me back.
Det som holder meg tilbake.
Because he, Jesus died.
For Jesus døde.
Said, I have to go.
Og sa, jeg må dra herifra.
So I can give you
jeg kan gi dere den hellige ånd.
So he wants, I believe today as we come up.
Nå i dag når dere kommer fram.
If you want, again, we're not about control.
Vi skal ikke tvinge noen å kontrollere noe.
But if you want to,
men om dere ønsker det,
we'll anoint you.
Vil vi salve dere med olje.
As the music is playing.
Når vi setter på den CD-en.
If you want to go back to your seat.
Og hvis du vil da etter forbønn, hvis du vil gå tilbake til deres sitteplass, eller dere kan få lov å knele.
We'll anoint you with the fire.
Skal vi salve dere med ild.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Den hellige ånds ild.
To do its work.
Og den skal gjøre sitt verk.
But remember it's twofold.
Men det er to ting.
It's to die daily.
Og dør hver dag.
That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
Det er den hellige ånds verk.
You can't do it. Nobody wants to die.
Ingen har lyst til å dø.
But we want to die.
Men.
In our old nature.
Vi vil dø for den gamle naturen.
So we can live.
Slik at vi kan leve.
And fulfill the promises.
Og oppfylle løftene.
That he has for
us. Som han har gitt oss.
And to go out.
Og gå ut.
To be a witness.
Og være et vittne.
In our workplace.
På jobben.
In our home.
Hjemme.
Hallelujah. In our home.
Hjemme. Hallelujah.
What is she like at home?
Hvordan er hun hjemme?
We're lights.
Lys.
He's called us to be lights.
Han har kalt oss til å være lys.
To go out.
Og gå ut.
But to be who we are in Christ
men
Jesus.
Men være den vi i Kristus.
Okay. Amen. You get that, yeah, okay. And you just come here, however, again, don't feel like, oh, I have to go. If God is calling you,
bare føl den indre dragning ifra den hellige ånd.
To go to the
next
place. Ingen
menneske som skal trekke dere her oppe.
To go to the next place.
Slik at dere kommer inn i det nye som Herren har.
Feel free to come.
Så vær fri til å komme.
And it's a work of the Holy Spirit.
Och det är den helige ånds verk.
The anointing is the work of his anointed, the Holy Spirit.
Salvelsen är den helige ånds verk.
And just lay before him.
Och bara
kneel before him.
Du kan få lov att knäla, du kan få lov att sitta.
Holy Spirit, I need you. I can't do it.
Jag kan inte göra det.
In fact, sometimes I don't want to do it.
Någon gånger vill jag inte göra det.
But I know you've said.
Men jag vet vad du har sagt.
To get to that next place.
Att för att komma in i det nya som du vill göra på jorden.
I've got to say help.
Må jag.
Make me willing.
Gör mig villig.
To be willing.
Gör att jag är villig
till
att göra det.
Because I want to be a light.
För det är väl värre att lysa.
In these last days.
I de sista dagar.
You've called me out of darkness.
Du har kallt mig ut av mörker.
Into your marvelous
in i det underfulla lys.
Amen. Father, we believe.
For vi tror.
By your spirit.
Ved din ånd.
It's your work.
Det ditt verk.
We can't do this. in our own old nature.
Vi kan inte göra det i den gamla naturen.
But you've created us to be a new creation.
Men du har skapat oss att vara en ny skapning.
You've given us the robe of righteousness.
Du har gett oss rättfärdighetens kappa.
You've given us a divine nature.
Du har gett oss den gudomliga natur.
You've called us to be kings.
Du har kallat oss till kungar.
And priests.
Och präster.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
På grund av Jesu blod.
Because Jesus was willing to die so that we could live.
Slik att vi kan leva.
Oh, what a gift.
Oh, for in God.
He has given us.
Han har gett oss.
But oh, Jesus. Oh, forgive
Jesus.
Me. For not realizing. For not understanding. This gift that you have given to us. Through the Holy Spirit, because you were willing to die for me. Thank you, Jesus.
Tack, Jesus.
In Jesus.
I Jesu namn.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Together.